All right, here we go.
Here's a little preview of an episode from our upcoming season 2. Zachary Quinto, currently starring as Spock in the biggest sci-fi movie in the land, nay, the world, is my guest on season 2 of the Naked American Songbook, coming this fall. Why, you ask? He's in Star Trek. Well, what you Trekkies may not know is that Gene Kelly Award-winning Mr. Quinto has a deep love of musical theater and the classic American songbook. You'll get more of that in season 2, but for now, here's just a taste. We spoke about Sammy Davis Jr., dogs, and more on the eve of Zach's 39th birthday.
You can call me Zach because we've known each other for so long.
We have.
Yeah.
But not well.
Yeah,
it looked like it might go well, and then it didn't go well for a while.
That was more geographical than anything.
I'm sure it was. We weren't ready for a long-distance relationship.
No, couldn't take it to that level.
But now we're neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you? What are you doing? How do you think about yourself? There are no right answers. You know that. Nor are there wrong.
I think I'm actually figuring that out as we speak.
Right now?
Yeah. I'm in a transitional time in my life in a lot of ways, I think. For the better, all good stuff, but, you know,
That's very trendy. A lot of people are transitioning right now. The law is moving in your favor, so the timing is right.
I can use whatever bathroom I want. Such a consummate artist, Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, he was performing from the time he could walk. He was tapping and, you know,
he got a Gene Kelly, actually.
He probably did get a Gene Kelly. He probably hung with Gene Kelly more times than we could count. But this is a song that is so tangible and palpable and relatable, even though it's not, you know. And then there's this meta quality to it. It was made famous by Sammy Davis Jr., who is someone that I've always been really enamored of. I've loved him as a performer since I could remember seeing him.
What are you going to do about Sammy Davis Jr.?
What are you going to do?
That's all I ever talk about.
I mean, it's just like, what?
I just was driving upstate 2 weeks ago with a couple of friends from college, and I played this song, and they were blown away by it.
Yeah.
My friend Denise in the back was like, first she was snapping her fingers and kind of grooving to that 6/8 feel, and then suddenly...
Yeah, it all just drops.
The dog dies, and you're like, oh, my God.
Dog
and then at
died.
The end when he says, Lord, when he shook his head, and the way he operaizes it.
Yeah, oh, that voice.
It's incredible. So let's not deny our listeners the pleasure of this song. Listeners of the Naked American Songbook.
Listeners of the Naked American Songbook.
I'm naked.
Am I?
Yes.
Should I be?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get that in the memo.
It's in the title.
Okay. I'll be right back. Okay. Please let me disrobe. And while I'm gone,
yes,
enjoy the musical stylings of Sammy Davis Jr. and Mr. Bojangles.
He said his name was Bojangles. Then he danced a lick. Right across the cell. Grab his pants, take a better stance. Jump up high. That's when he clicked his knee. Then he'd let go that laugh. Lord, 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 he'd let go a laugh. Shake back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, the man could dance. Told me other times he worked with minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. Spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and he, they would travel about. But his dog up and died. The dog just got old and died. After 20 years he still grieved. Please, Bojangles.
I don't know why that is such... Dog up and died.
It gets you.
It really does.
That's actually not a version that I'm familiar with, to be honest. I haven't heard that one. Mr. Bo
Django. My dog is... He got really badly porcupined.
Wait, you have a new dog now?
Yes.
Your old dog, we lost her.
Him.
What was his name?
Larry.
Larry.
How's Noah?
He's all right, man.
You know that Noah and I had an affair. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
That dog was so hungry for affection.
He's a lover.
You had been neglecting him?
No, I had not been neglecting him. Ever. Yeah. I never neglected him. He's been my right-hand companion for almost 14 years.
I have this fabulous new dog with whom I am extremely close and very bonded. But
you guys were really... I remember Larry. He was a real special guy.
And even now, like just even mentioning him...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to set it off on a bad foot.
But Noah's 14.
He'll be 14, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time, Noah and me.
Yeah.
But that dog needed me.
Well, I'm grateful to you.
I'm grateful to you.
And he is as well. Said, Lord knows I love you, child. I will not even place God above you. Who else? Roberta Flack? While we're in that sort of vein of like really moody, really... I remember I worked in a record store, actually, in the year 1998.
Where?
I was living in Martha's Vineyard, and I worked in this record store, and I kind of fell in love with Roberta Flack up there. And
she's good on vinyl.
She's great on vinyl. She is great
Chapter
on vinyl.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
You can spend a whole weekend.
Totally. Yeah.
Wow. Where in Martha's Vineyard?
The
Edgartown?
Records, well, I think the record store was in Vineyard Haven.
Good grief! Another weird parallel.
Huh. Yeah,
I worked there in college.
It was
a singing waiter.
Really?
At the Seafood Shanty in Edgartown.
Wow.
Two summers.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not here to talk about me.
You don't care.
This is really nice. Sounds good. What do you call that extra string? It's like the big toe or something.
The big toe. Yeah.
Throw down some Danny Boy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present Zachary Quinto, Danny Boy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We were all just falling in love over here. That's it for now. There will be more, however, this fall when the Naked American Songbook Season 2 airs on the Jonathan Channel from WNYC in New York City. To hear more conversations about the music that makes us who we are, go back through the Naked American Songbook archives at nakedamericansongbook.org. Subscribe to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcast to hear us on Season 2. Or join us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Please tell a friend, post a song, leave a comment. However you keep in touch, keep it naked. Spock. Mm. Doctor or Mister?
Mister.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Do I have to go into that?
No.
You have another one coming up.
Yeah, July 22nd, Star Trek Beyond.
If you keep doing that, it'll get worse.